WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am Lightning's Girl, and it's been quite some time since I've been here last. It feels nice to be back. Thank you to JJ and DJ Ginger for covering for me the last couple of weeks. Much appreciated, and they both did tremendous, tremendous shows. If you're not familiar with Cause and Effect, we always pick one artist and trace their musical roots for a full 2 hours, exploring their catalog, the music that influenced them to make the kind of music that they do, the bands within their peer group, and if they've been around long enough, the bands that have been influenced and follow them. And tonight is all about Susie and the Banshees. It's been 30 years since their record Juju came out, one of my favorite records growing up, and it seemed like a perfect excuse to explore a band. I have to be honest, I don't know a whole lot about originally before I started working on this show. They were a British rock band formed in 1976 by Susie Sue, who is the vocalist, and bass player Steven Severin. Early on, actually Budgie, who was the percussionist that most people associate with the band, was not quite in that lineup, but the Susie and the Banshees have had many members over the years, I think over 10, including such important and well-known people like Robert Smith from The Cure and Sid Vicious from the Sex Pistols. So, like most people, I knew that Susie and the Banshees came from the punk rock scene and did a sort of post-punk sound thing that evolved into much more what we now consider to be gothic and some interesting electronic styles. But what I didn't know is just how wide this band has influenced music over the last really 20 years of their recording career. So without further ado, we'll talk a little bit more about the band. I'm playing The Doors because it's actually, this song is one of Susie's favorite songs. Who could have guessed that? I certainly didn't. So I'm going to kick things off with Johnny Layton, Johnny Remember Me, a 1961 single that was huge in England. And we're going to go into some more of her favorite songs growing up, as well as an example off of one of their earliest releases.
Oh, and the mist is rising and the rain is falling and the wind is blowing cold across the floor. I hear the voice of my darling, the girl I loved and lost a year ago. Well, it's hard to believe, I know, but I hear her singing in the sign of the wind blowing in the treetops way above me. Yes, I'll always remember till the day I die. I did hear her cry, Johnny, remember me. Well, someday I guess I'll find myself another little girl to take the place of my true love. But as long as I live, I know I'll hear her singing in the sign of the wind blowing in the treetops way above me. Yes, I'll always remember till the day I die. I'll hear her cry, oh, Johnny, remember me.
Dancing when I was 12, I was dancing when I was out, I was dancing when I was out. I danced myself right out the womb, I danced myself right out the womb. It's strange to dance so soon. I dance myself right out the womb. I was dancing when I was 8. I was dancing when I was 8. Is it strange to dance so late? Strength to dance and lay. I dance myself into the tomb. I dance myself into the tomb. Is it strange to dance so soon? Dance myself into the tomb. Is it wrong to understand the fear that dwells inside a man? What's it like to be alone? I like a need to have a load. Myself out of the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I myself into the tomb, and then again once more I dance myself out of the room. I dance myself out of the room. Is it strange to dance at I wish I could caress the rest.
wish I could caress and a kiss. Manic depression is a frustrating mess.
WRAR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine is a quarterly publication providing coverage of Richmond's art and music scene, offering editorials and opinions about events, people, and happenings. RVA Magazine is available at many local coffee houses, bookstores, and retailers throughout the city. You may find RVA Mag on Facebook, Twitter, and at rvamag.com. Thank you, RVA Magazine. I am Late News Girl. This is Cause and Effect. Tonight's all about Susie and the Banshees. Let's talk a little bit about what you just heard. I love hearing songs that I've grown up hearing my whole life, but in a whole new context, and Jimi Hendrix is certainly one of those that I never thought I'd hear back-to-back with Susie and the Banshees. But I read an article about some of Susie's favorite songs growing up and favorite records, and Manic Depression was one of her favorite songs of all time. So I love throwing that in a set like this and hearing how it sounds positioned next to one of her songs. And we heard Hong Kong Garden, and a lot of people thought this was about something much more exotic than it actually is. It's from 1978, and the song was actually about a reference to racist activities by skinheads growing up in her neighborhood. The restaurant was called Hong Kong Garden Chinese Takeaway in, I think, Chislehurst High Street was the street it was on. And so the skinheads would fight people, customers, and that's what that song's about. We heard T-Rex with Cosmic Dancer off of Electric Warrior. That is another favorite song of Susie Sue, and you can sort of tell one of her earlier influences to her sort of glam bondage appearance is influenced from early glam people like Bowie and T-Rex. And in the beginning of that set was Johnny Layton, Johnny Remember Me, 1961 single. We're hearing Dear Prudence, which is a Beatles cover, of course. And I'm going to go back into some more of her favorites. Visually, the whole band really started as an offshoot to being a group of kids being obsessed with the Sex Pistols. They were sort of like eccentric teenagers who were really, really devoted to the Sex Pistols. And so her first show wasn't even, they didn't really practice, there weren't real songs. I think they did the Lord's Prayer and a bunch of other things. And that sort of snowballed into a proper band, so where they came from a very DIY attitude, it really ended up blossoming into a very real and experimentally interesting band throughout the years. So let's talk a little bit more, or let's not talk more and hear more music. Here's some more influences. Another cool example of something I never thought to associate with Susie, and that would be the Rolling Stones' Paint It Black.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. and my love hope never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it painted black.
Fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, she's in purple, now she's a turtle.
chasing a monsoon over the dune. Oh, fly me to the moon, get me there soon. Thank you.
walking on thin ice. I'm paying the price for throwing that dice in the air. Why must we learn it the hard way and play the game of life with your heart? The tears will dry, whichever way. And when our hearts return to ashes, it'll be just a story. It'll be just a story.
Gallery 5, go under the covers.
Under the covers, July 1st, 7 p.m. at Gallery 5.
Experience some of the best cover bands in the Richmond area.
One, two, three, four.
And benefit two of Richmond's favorite nonprofits, WRIR
and Gallery 5.
And Gallery 5.
Hey, pretty thing, I'm about to give up under the covers.
Under the Covers.
At Gallery 5.
Live cover music provided by
The Sweater Band.
A tribute to Weezer.
The Pretend Pretenders. Celebrating the music of the real Pretenders.
Was that confounded bridge?
Zep Replica.
Replica.
You just might think you're seeing the real
Led Zeppelin.
The Green Heart. An explosion of power pop covers.
These bands are sure to please, so come support them
and benefit two of Richmond's favorite nonprofits,
WRIR
and Gallery 5.
And Gallery 5.
The Valentine Richmond History Center invites the public to nominate this year's Richmond History Makers. This program recognizes citizens, organizations, and corporations making largely unrecognized contributions to communities within the Richmond metro area. Honorees will be recognized at the 7th Annual Richmond History Makers Celebration on October 18th. Nominations must be in by June 30th. For more information or to submit a nomination, you can visit richmondhistorymakers.com. Kind of fighting a summer cold thing going on, so if I sound like I'm choking on air, it's just, I am. So let's see, we are talking about Susie and the Banshees tonight, and we just heard Yoko Ono, and Jason Pierce with Walking on Thin Ice. That is a favorite song of Susie. And, you know, I say every show there's one song that really blows me away, and I was not familiar with that track, and I really have grown to love it. I've heard it a bunch over the last couple weeks. We heard the Cocteau Twins with Persephone, and it's interesting to have someone start as a big fan of Susie Sue and have that vocalist go on to really amount to what, you know, is truly a peer. I would put Cocteau Twins and Susie and the Banshees certainly on equal territory as being important female vocals within the last 20 years. We heard Jeremy J with Lunar Camel, and that is a cover of a Susie Sue song off of his Airwalker, which was a debut EP, and Lunar Camel's found on Susie and the Banshees' Kaleidoscope release. We heard My Superman by Santa Gold, and that is, let's just say, heavily influenced by Red Light, which is also on Kaleidoscope by Susie and the Banshees. We heard Susie with Christine, yet again, off of Kaleidoscope, so that was sort of a dedication to their third album from 1980. Two members had left that band, and they sort of regrouped with John from Magazine, as well as Budgie, who had been previously in the Slits, and the Rolling Stones at the top of that set with Paint It Black. So right now I'm talking over Massive Attack with Super Predators, and they sampled another Susie and the Banshees song, Metal Postcard, and I think this was in the soundtrack for the film Jekyll. We're going to go back into music and another huge influence on Susie Sue, and that would be David Bowie, one of her favorite records of all time, Low, and Always Crashing in the Same Car. We'll be right back.
they seem, or so far away.
Thank you.
on display until September 18th at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts. The exhibit Scraps, British Sporting Drawings from the Paul Mellon Collection, takes its title from a series of drawings and prints by Henry Alkin depicting sketches of country life. The works range from pencil sketches of simple animal subjects to more highly finished works presenting a fully developed view of sport and country life. Admission to this and all of VMFA's regular exhibits is free. For more details, including current exhibits and hours, you can visit vmfa.museum or call 804-340-1400. And speaking of phone numbers, studio line here is 804-649-9737. We usually work on the shows in advance, so I can't take suggestions for the shows as they're happening, but if you have an idea for a future show, an artist that you'd like us to do Cause and Effect on, I would love to hear your thoughts. We also have the website, WRIR.org, and there you can see the set list for what we've played this evening, and then that will also bring you to a link to our Facebook page. Let's talk a little bit about what you just heard. The Sparks with This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us off of Kimono, My House, and Susie and the Banshees' eighth release was all covers called Through the Looking Glass, and they do cover The Sparks. Also another big influence on Susie, another band I'd never thought of in a million years to put next to Susie, but then when you hear them next to each other, it makes absolute sense. Same with Roxy Music, Out of the Blue, another favorite record of Susie's, another band that they cover, and then David Bowie with Always Crashing in the Same Car. Beneath Me is the Sex Pistols' Holiday in the Sun. Hard to believe that Susie's claim to fame all grew out of falling around the Sex Pistols and knowing how confident and strong vocal she is. It's unbelievable to think that it just sort of stumbled into this accidental stage performance. More music coming at you. Paul's Boutique will be in the second, after the second hour at 9 o'clock. And I have Carson helping me out, so thank you, Carson. Always a pleasure to have you here. We're going to play some Iggy Pop now, a song also covered by Susie and the Banshees called The Passenger.
Does it?
WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond.
From the cradle bars comes a beckoning voice that sends spinning. You have no choice.
Conspiracy. Average American to quote a line from the Declaration of Independence. Chances are you'll get something from that part about how all men are created equal. But that was not so in 1776.
The most important part of the document was the last paragraph. That's the part that declared independence.
This week on Backstory, the many meanings of independence and of the day we celebrate to mark its declaration.
Monday, July the 4th from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on WRIR.
All right, let's talk a little bit about what you just heard. I am Lightning's Girl. You are tuned into Cause and Effect. We are listening to John Cale Gunn, not only a big influence on Susie, a song that she has covered on Through the Looking Glass, and they've actually performed together over the years as well. We heard Magazine, and that is an offshoot band since guitar player John came, did he leave Banshees to go to Magazine, or was it the other way around? I should probably know the answer to that, and I'm stumbling off that right now, but it's the same guy. Guitar player has been in both bands, and we heard Magazine's A Light Pours Out of Me off of Real Life. We heard Susie and the Banshees with Juju. The whole reason I wanted to do this show was because this album was released in 1981 of June. I can't believe that was 30 years ago. And we heard Spellbound. We heard U2 with Twilight off of Boy. And again, I could probably say that U2 is one of those bands I'm not sure I need to hear very regularly, because growing up I heard it a whole lot. But it's really cool to hear in the context of somebody like Susie and the Banshees. And then in the U2 book, Bonner talks about vocal role models. And it's not very often you hear a man talk about being very highly inspired and influenced by a female vocal role model. And Bono was all about Susie. And I have to tip of my hat, even though I don't have a hat on. I'm tipping it anyway to Bono for having a female vocal role model. And you can really hear it on that track, too. Super exciting to have a refreshed view of U2. And at the beginning of the set was Iggy Pop, Passenger. Coming up, we have another huge influence, a follower of Susie, who has then in turn become a peer. And it's incredible to think that they've both gone on to do so many really inspiring vocal pieces. And I'm talking about Bjork from the Sugar Cubes. So we have the Sugar Cubes up next with Mama.
Walking down my street, walking with grace so beautifully carefully. She's a big and pretty mother, big and pretty mother, swinging her handbag back and forth so joyfully. She's drawing circles with her breasts in her jaw.
Oh,
can drop a little girl down to
Thank you.
You're listening to Cause and Effect. I am Light News Girl, WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond. We are talking about the Susie and the Banshees tonight, and we just heard The Glove, a song called Perfect Murder off of Blue Sunshine. That was recorded in 1983 with Steven Severin, who is the bass player in Susie with guitarist. And you might recognize that vocal stylings of Mr. Robert Smith. They teamed off as a side project and just did this one record. We heard The Creatures, who are another Susie and the Banshees side project, this time with Susie Sue and at the time husband Budgie, with a song called Fury Eyes, released in 1989. Adam Ant with Stand and Deliver. Let's see, Marco, who was a guitar player, was also in Adam and Ants as well. I think he's played with Sinead O'Connor and a bunch of other people too. And I just read a little fun fact about Adam Ant that, well, not fun because he tried to commit suicide with a bunch of pills, but when he recovered and changed his name to Adam Ant, he had his first sort of official band meeting in the audience of a Susie and the Banshees show. So very tightly knit punk rock community that they were all a part of. We heard The Cure with Screw and Robert Smith. Well, the Head in the Door record, Robert Smith always thought that parts of that record reminded him of the Susie and the Banshees album Kaleidoscope, and the idea of having lots of different sounds. He calls them colors, which meaning tones. And then The Cure and Susie toured together, and when Susie couldn't find a new guitar player, Robert Smith stepped in. So not only was he in the band during 1979, but returned to help out with some stuff between 82 and 84 as a guitar player. So he's sort of an on-off-again member. We heard The Slits with Typical Girls and Budgie, who was the drummer in Susie, also happened to record on The Slits' seminal record Cut from 1979. And Budgie also married Susie in 1991, and they were together for many, many years. I think they divorced rather recently in 2007. And then at the beginning of the set was the Sugar Cubes with Mama. Underneath me right now is the LCD Sound System Slow Dive, which is a Susie cover. And we're going to go into some more later period Susie-related material. And this first track is called Careless Love. I believe this was from the soundtrack of Edge of Love with Angelo Badalamonte, who did all the Twin Peaks music and a lot of David Lynch material besides, you know, a million other soundtracky things. And you'll see that his styling and Susie's voice are a terrific pairing. So, again, Cause and Effect, you're listening to that right now. A half an hour left. Paul's Boutique is up next.
Four of us, so oh yes, alone again. Our curtains drawn into the setting sun. Beautiful children that pretend to play, pretending it's such fun. Playing with fire, with you and with life. Only good men dying young. Soldiers and sailors and planes up above. Oh, careless talking, careless love. Set free your secrets and unlock your dreams. Hold tight your fear of losing life and love. Coming together in the four tiers, like waves of rain above. Playing with fire, with you and with life. Only good men dying young. Soldiers and sailors and planes up above. All careless talk and careless love. You called it love, I called it lies. You stole my dreams, but no one ever cried. Oh! die with you and with life. Oh, we good men dying young, soldiers and sailors and planes up above, all careless talk and careless love. Love, I called it lies. You stole my dreams, but no one ever cries. Just dies, just dies, just dies.
As we flow, cheek to cheek, the bitch is sweet. to the top.
Sometimes you lose when you win. Double zero, double-o. Sometimes you win when you lose.
The last 12 minutes of Cause and Effect. Paul's Boutique is up next. Thank you so much for listening. I am Lightning's Girl. Tonight was all about Susie and the Banshees, celebrating 20 years of them being a band, 30-year anniversary of when the record Juju came out. Let's see, we heard the Beta Band with Liquid Bird. I say Beta Band and not Beta Band because I used to work with a lot of English people and they refused to call it anything else but Beta Band and would correct you if you said anything else besides that. So we heard Beta Band with Liquid Bird, and they actually sample Painted Bird from Susie and the Banshees, and that has guitar work by Robert Smith from The Cure. Susie, her solo release from 2007, Manta Ray, amazing sounding record for a woman in her 50s. The song is called 1 Mile Below. We heard Susie and the Banshees with Face to Face, which was actually in the Batman Returns soundtrack from 1992. We heard none other than Morrissey with Susie Sue, a track called Interlude from 1994, and Angelo Badalamenti with Careless Love at the beginning of that set. We're going to do three followers to Susie and the Banshees, and there are truly so many artists who have been influenced by the group and Susie as a vocalist. So while the next group is the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, I could have so easily have played hundreds of others. TV on the Radio, PJ Harvey, Jeff Buckley, Tricky, Goldfrapp, but the list goes on and on and on. So it's very hard when you know you only have a couple minutes left to fit some very talented groups who would not sound like they do without Susie and the Banshees. So, and yay, Paul is in with Hello Sideburns. So, all right, Yeah Yeah Yeahs up next.
Too much in the heat of charade. vision, no one's good sense of vision till the passing parade. With a method acting in she explodes like the ceiling burns and pop through the sky. Frozen from feeling like a tear from the ceiling turns dry. Money in straight on the circle of red. Money in straight on the circle.
And that was The Violets with Foreo. And when I first had the itch to do a show on Susie and the Banshees, the first thing I thought of actually was this band. I had bought the single several years ago, and as soon as I heard the song, I thought, wow, that clearly is a band that loves Susie and the Banshees, and they definitely look like they love this band as well. And I'm so glad I had an excuse to finally play that song on air. We heard the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Kiss Kiss. And I'm going to end a song with Susie on vocals, and it's the Basement Jacks with Kish Cash off of Kish Cash. And Paul's Boutique up next. Had a great night. Stay tuned to your radio. Lots of great, amazing, fantastical music that Paul always plays up next.
Do that. This is how we pay back. immense closing call for